already know what it is. 237, no place like home. Catch me on the stoop. Huh?
And today.
Today? We got us today, man.
We all we got, baby.
We all, baby.
We all we got.
We all we got. Today, huh?
Thanks.
Word.
Shit.
So.
I just want to say MVP.
MVP? So we going to do MVP talk?
You know who got to be there.
Who got to be there?
Who got to be in the MVP talk?
Jalen. Jalen Brunson, baby.
Jalen, all day.
I agree with you.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. I think when it comes to what he's put out there in the league without having, you know, another all-star and all that, he's actually carrying the team.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I mean, you look at it. When you talk about MVPs, right? What do you consider someone that's an MVP candidate?
Somebody consistent. Somebody holding down the team.
Okay.
Somebody putting them numbers up every night.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Reliable.
Like leading the
healthy,
team.
Healthy. Leading the team.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of things that come into factor. How you doing?
What place are the Knicks in right now, though?
Fourth place.
They're a game and a half out of third.
Do you think it matters? As far as for MVP, your seeding of the team you want. So I only say that, like, not in Jalen's case, but let's just say there's some guys that might be the nicest dude on their team, putting up crazy numbers, but their team is seventh, eighth. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
Let's go with Jalen's call.
Because not only
does that hurt
fourth,
does that hurt
but in scoring, right now, when we talk about consistency, he's fifth.
Okay.
He's actually... Scoring wise, he's been consistent, and he's actually carrying them. Where was your team last year, as opposed to this year? If the man on your team, if you're saying the guy on your team should be rated an MVP, you know what I mean? Should that be a factor? Look at Embiid.
That's a good case. Embiid was the MVP of last year. He's been hurt. His team is really struggling.
Struggling bad.
You know what I'm saying? I think that if you took Jalen Brunson, which we got to see a few games without him when he hurt his knee, you know what I'm saying? We got to see how that affected the Knicks. And, I mean, we've seen him without Randle. We've seen him without OG. So, you know what I'm saying? He's been actually carrying him. He's been, you know, and not to say Jalen is the only one, you know what I'm saying? But when you look at a team like Boston, Jaylen Brown, you got Tatum. If you take Tatum out, you got Jaylen Brown. You know what I'm saying? So either one of them has been healthy. You look at your Minnesota. You know what I'm saying?
But what is your point? You mean like
my point is you can take all of those guys away because that's what they talked about.
Yeah.
Look at those guys from last year to this year. Those teams that you took away, they're MVP type players, and
they ain't going nowhere.
Just
right like
now.
What son? Your man, I like the ratchet. When he got
John Morant.
There you go. Don't act like now he don't know.
Your man, they like the ratchet. That's fucked up. You see the stereotype that goes on there. Like,
that's not a stereotype.
I'm
that's
just saying.
The
truth. You're right.
He's the in reputation. A state where he can carry a gun.
Alright, so my point to that is, when someone went down, like when your star go down and your team isn't progressing without you, then it's all dependent on you.
Yeah.
B Black 100, I see you, man. I see you, baby. What's better than you? What's going on, son? You all right?
My man. There is no way you're telling me if Brunson was not in uniform playing that, you know what I'm saying, the Knicks would not be struggling.
But does that make him an MVP, though?
Well,
I think what he's doing
consistent. He's consistent. Let's not be biased.
He's
doing a lot of Knicks.
Who else
an MVP pick out there then?
I mean, Jason Tatum's name's been brought up.
Jalen.
You got, obviously, Joel Embiid.
You got son from OKC.
Well,
Giannis, Joker, you could never really.
What about the teams, though?
Who y'all like? What you was talking about earlier?
Who do you think is most likely?
From what side? Let's do a side first.
Who do you think is Who do you guys got going
gonna be
to
a problem?
Yeah, going
to be a problem.
That's what your question.
That's afterwards.
Okay.
I'll say a healthy Knicks.
That's scary.
That's hard to say.
That's hard to see.
So that's optimism right there.
Yeah, and that's what. Who do you say is like
a problem?
Minnesota's
a problem.
You expect that from Denver.
Because they champions.
Exactly. So
but without Cat,
let's put Denver
without
out there.
Without Cat,
let's
go with OKC.
Without Jalen, who y'all going with? You think what I'm saying?
What I'm saying, when you say who was a contender,
you said who
I'm
problem.
Saying
I'm
OKC.
Saying Minnesota.
Okay, see, none of them beat Denver. I don't see none of them beating Denver.
That wasn't the question, though.
But
they said,
okay. So who do you sit down and see as being the champ right
the
now?
Champ right
without
now?
With that way everything is set up, who do you see going to the chip and win it?
That could go to the chip
and win.
On some real shit, it could go, for the East, it could go either way right now, the way shit going up and down. It's like Boston, but we done beat up on Boston back
and forth. We beat up on Denver.
And we beat up on Denver, you know what I mean?
Well, we're going to play Denver and Denver.
Yeah, but we beat up on Denver.
So I say for the East, it could go either way. It's a coin toss. Like, it could go either way.
I think Denver is... The team to beat. Listen, the Knicks is the team to beat. But the Knicks, you can't say the Knicks. Cleveland ahead of the Knicks. You can't say the Knicks. Miami's always quiet. How can you say the Knicks?
And they're not healthy.
That they what? That
you saying they're the scariest team?
I ain't saying they're the scariest team.
Okay. So how do you say?
I said they're a problem.
How do you say that
Cleveland?
But we was talking about. Who is going with? Who do you sit down and see as the winner
well,
that can win
it? He said Cleveland when Donovan Mitchell not in there, them boys look like
they
trash.
They look like trash too.
Exactly. Them boys look like trash. They lose.
But Donovan
everybody.
Mitchell ain't no MVP candidate, is he?
You don't think so? I don't think so.
Me personally, I don't think so.
I mean, think he missed a lot of games now, so he might
because he missed so many games.
It might have took him out of that particular kind of talk. That's why I said I don't think so. You right, Rodney?
Well. I don't think so.
And not because he not, you know, he don't get busy.
Not yet. No knock on him.
Because of his,
just,
you know, his injury. He was out. So how you...
What
you
place
know,
are Cleveland in right now? I think
they won ahead of the Knicks. They're in third.
They're falling, baby. We coming. We right behind you. Don't turn around. Do not turn around.
That gets tough when you start thinking about MVP and what the criteria is for it. Because it's like... Now, one can make an argument for Donovan Mitchell, then.
And both of y'all...
Because if you went third...
Let me ask y'all, what y'all mans in them looking like? Because both of y'all like the Lakers, man.
The Lakers finished.
Yeah.
Lakers is done.
Why the Lakers finished?
I say the Lakers is finished because, you
we
know what I'm saying?
Depending on a guy in his 21st year, like, to keep
depending
going.
On is LeBron James.
Okay.
That's the only person
Anthony Davis has these little glitches
I don't like
here
the
and there.
I don't like how the Suns look. Keep it straight. Well, I don't like how KD know. And them looking.
Nobody beat in Denver.
I expected more.
That's why I'm saying Denver.
But not for nothing, because I expected more from Phoenix.
Why?
Because they had three solid players.
What's the difference with Boston having three solid players?
They in first. That's the difference. They got three solid players and they in first. Suns got three solid players and they're not.
But the difference is you're playing in a tougher division. A different division, yeah. Like what about the Clippers? They got four solid players.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, but they're not doing bad.
They're not doing bad, but they're better than they've been the previous two years. How can you sit down and say one other team?
You say
because they're producing. Not. That's why, and the other team isn't.
Mm. Why?
That's why.
Why?
Phoenix
why? Phoenix ain't producing.
Not like not what you expected of them.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
Not what you expected.
It's not that they're not producing.
It's not what we expected.
They're not meeting expectations.
So they're not meeting the
If you're producing, but you're not producing to the manner that I expect you to produce, there's an issue.
All right, so
in my eyes,
you said what's the difference between them? Do you expect them to come out in the West? Nah.
The only team I expect, I don't care about none of those teams. The only team I expect to come out the West is the Denver Nuggets.
I said, you expect them, but there's a couple of other teams up there, and they not one of them. And we talking about LA.
Not the Suns.
LA and Minnesota.
LA and Minnesota.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, the Clippers and the Timberwolves.
Yes. Yes.
But I see the Timberwolves
beating
the Suns.
The Suns not in that same
boat. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nah,
I can see that.
Without Cat.
Listen. I like the young boy. What's his name? I like Ant-Man. But Sun do his numbers. But without Sun, it might be a problem.
This year, he ain't winning no championship.
He's been the talk all year,
but
though.
I'm telling you,
to be honest with you, you know what I'm saying?
And that blocky ass is gangster.
I think he is one of the best players
out there right now, like, yeah.
Dudes bro. Is talking the top five. There's no way he's not in that talk.
They even talk about the fact that even like American-born player, why he's what we got. Because other than that, everybody else is foreign-born. Giannis, okay. Joker, Luka, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay.
All that dude's Canadian. One. Like all them dudes is outside of America. Anthony Edwards is the only American.
Okay.
And he gets busy.
Well, figure Ja Morant, but like Ja's hurt right now.
Ja out right now.
Nah. Jalen Brunson, baby.
Jalen Brunson.
He's American born.
Next.
Where'd he go?
But it's not even just that. The Knicks defense is one of the best in the league. Like, yo, you gotta say, yo. And that's why I say
if they come back, let's shout out heart first of all right now. He's been holding it down. And he banged it on somebody the other night.
Don't diss and just say heart. We got to say those whole Villanova.
That whole trio.
They said a big ragu, huh?
I ain't go front. You put them boys together.
Yeah.
They started doing
that. Nah, but that's definitely an advantage. You know, you playing with some motherfuckers you ran with for a nice group of time. You know what I mean? So that's definitely an advantage.
And it's showing.
And they won a show, right?
They won twice.
He graduated.
But Mikal Bridges was with them, right?
Yeah. He want to get over there. He want to get to that next show.
Yeah, was there. He's in Brooklyn right now.
I like Sun when he was at Phoenix, though. Phoenix missing him right now. But people ask what happened to Phoenix. That's what happened to Sun. Not there. You're looking at me like, yo, get that nigga out of here. I'm trying to figure out what's different from him and Bill. Bill Bridges.
That's
on ball
the
defender. Mikal Bridges?
The two of the niggas to me.
Bill Gasol. So he don't play defense like Bridges.
You wild.
Same nigga. Nah.
Mikal Bridges, number one, more available.
That's the only thing he is. More available.
He's more available. How many games did Bradley Beal play this year? I'm looking at Bradley.
Bill might be sitting now. If we talking points, Bradley Beal might be averaging more.
That's in career, and he's had a longer career. Remember, Mikal Bridges is only a couple years in. Maybe three?
Nah, he got more than three.
He probably like,
he got about five or six.
I want to say more than three. I want to say more than three. But even still, it's not as much as he came in with Kevin Knox.
What you think his average is?
Yo, Mikal, come defend yourself. You in Brooklyn. Come pull up your shirt. Come defend yourself, baby.
Yo, we send him an invite. Just tell him, man.
You in Brooklyn.
Let him tell us.
Mikal, come defend yourself, baby.
Pull up. Cuzzo said it's one of you everywhere, man.
I said with Bill.
And that's not a bad person to compare him to.
It'd be different if you sit down talking about a dude coming off the bench.
Okay, you're being disrespectful.
All right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bill is an all-star.
Yes, he is.
Well, maybe not this year.
He's an all-star. We ain't gonna play son.
Maybe future again, but not right now. Right now, you gotta get on the floor, B, because that's crazy.
Oh, so KD is averaging more than Jalen Brunson. He's one of the guys averaging more than Brunson.
Yeah.
KD, Luka, Giannis, and I think Joker, and then you got that's the top five with Brunson.
Kyrie been showing his ass out there too.
No, but he's not averaging more.
Luka's getting 30 point triple doubles right now. That kind of shadows everything that Kyrie's doing.
Kyrie was brought to add on the Sun. It's still Luka's team.
I still don't feel like it's a good matchup anyway. Like both of them together.
I think they're missing a piece.
Yeah,
not for nothing. They don't got some big men. So that's what they needed.
They just winning Gossip.
Yeah, they don't need some big men. You need a decent big man. Matter of fact, they need a better than decent big man.
Yeah, I was gonna say better than decent.
They need a better than decent big. That's what they're missing. They need a better than decent big man. They don't just need some big man. They need somebody to hold them.
I look at them as, you know, when you look at when Cleveland had LeBron and Kyrie.
Uh-huh.
Kyrie is just a short two guard. Kyrie is a short two guard. And when you don't have a guy that's going to distribute the ball, like Luka does distribute the ball, uh-huh. but he shoots first.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? That was the difference.
Kyrie is first. Kyrie is
the last, huh?
And that's the difference with
Kyrie's
with
a shooter too, though.
But that's why he.
That's
I just said
that's why it's a problem.
He's a two guard. He just shoots.
That's why a lot of times you don't. You know they'll mix it up. That's not having a good game. They mix it up with them.
A lot of those West teams don't want to see Dallas in them first two rounds.
Man, let Kyrie go back. Let Kyrie go to L.A. right now to back with LeBron James. It'll be a problem,
man.
No, all I'm saying is a D'Lo problem.
D'Lo been showing his ass too. D'Lo,
but you know what the problem is? You need a scorer. They need a scorer. Kyrie is a scorer. And that's what it is. Kyrie is he's just a short two.
I like Kyrie going down in the playoffs. Wait till you see Kyrie in the playoffs.
But the problem is,
we've seen Kyrie in the playoffs.
Is Luka going to get Kyrie the ball?
They missing a piece.
See right now.
That's why I mean, they are missing a piece.
I think they're going to show out. I don't think no West Coast team want to see him in that
first round.
What are they
like fourth or fifth?
Yes, they are. Dallas, yes, they are.
About if they fourth or fifth, like
yes, they are.
What would they play? Do they?
No. They are not fourth or fifth. Matter of fact, Dallas is down there. They are not.
So if Dallas is down, you're saying they would play one of the top teams.
They might even be in the play-in. I ain't gonna hold you.
They might be. They are down there. They
might be in the play-in.
Yeah, they not.
Because if I'm not mistaken, it's like fucking Lakers, Dallas, Golden State. That,
I feel like they could beat Golden State.
That they were saying that
top five is Minnesota.
That playing right now, I don't know the order. Crazy.
I feel like they could beat Phoenix.
Denver up there.
Okay. I feel like they could beat Phoenix.
I don't know. Minnesota.
It almost goes to like your question about who's scary right now. You know what I'm saying? And Phoenix is not a scary team.
Phoenix not scaring me like that.
They're not scary.
You're telling me Dallas is.
I'm not saying they is, but I'm saying that I'm saying they got a chance to get in.
Because if they
Phoenix
get in,
and Dallas kind of like right there. Yeah. You know what I mean? They kind of like
the
right
Clippers
there.
Clippers got to be high up.
They are high up. They top five. They top five.
Think about it. Last year, the Lakers came in as what? Eighth seed through the play-in.
They won the play-in.
And they went all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
You feel me? But again, because they type scary like that. Like, if they get hot, if they get it together, that's when they look scary. It's just right now they haven't shown us really any glimpses to say like, yeah, the Lakers could be scary.
Yeah, like they not
Dallas
exactly.
Dallas
yeah.
is looking scary, if you want to be real. Like, no Dallas doubt. Looks like if you let them get in them playoffs as an eighth seed,
mm-hmm.
that's a team that should be easily top three. But they sneaking in as an eighth seed. They could
knock
really do damage.
They could do some damage. I think they could beat
Could they
Minnesota?
Beat Denver? I don't think so.
Not Denver, but they could beat Golden State.
Oh, yeah. But that, well, man, Golden State right now, bro. Together.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would be one of the upper teams.
So yeah. I don't think they could beat Denver.
You don't think they could beat Denver. Do you think they could beat the Clippers?
Oh, Dallas?
Yeah.
Yes.
You think
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, Luka be abusing them. You don't
remember
what Luka did to them?
Luka don't want to see Phoenix either. He don't Booker don't want to see them.
Booker don't want to see Luka. Because he's another one that was talking shit.
Because
he do not want to see Luka, son.
And so is James. James. Defense is suspect.
I remember that year, motherfucker Booker tried to punk Luka.
Remember?
Oh,
yo, Luka say, yo, I'm not the one.
I'm not the one
for that. You picking on the wrong one. Like, that's not me.
Destroyed them. Sent them packing.
I'm telling you.
It's interesting.